Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. See what's happening down in Pine Ridge. For the past few days, Caleb Wehunt and his son Cedric have been busy constructing Lum and Abner's new store on wheels. The old fellows have been anxiously awaiting its completion to get started in their new business. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner just approaching the blacksmith shop in response to a call from Caleb, stating the new store is about finished and ready for their inspection. Listen.
Yeah, looks like they're closed up.
Yeah, more like they took out to eat dinner is about what they did.
Wait a minute, here's a sign on the door here. Yeah, that's where they're at. Gone to dinner. We'll be back in an hour.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now we've got to sit here an hour waiting for them to open up.
Well, maybe not. It might not be more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, a sign there says an hour.
Yeah, but it depends on when they left. They might have been gone for 45 minutes now.
You mean it'd take them an hour and 45 minutes to go over home and eat dinner?
No, Abner. They're more than likely to put the sign up there when they left. They mean they'll be back an hour from whenever they left.
Well, how do we know when they left?
Well, we don't, but...
Well, how do we know when the hour will be up then?
Well, we don't know exact. If they left at, say 11 o'clock, they'll be back at 12.
At 12?
Yeah.
Well, they're just 45 minutes late then right now for 15 minutes to 1.
15 minutes to 1?
Yes, sir. What do they think we are taking keep us waiting around here for an hour and 45 minutes in the biling hot sun? They say they're going to be back in an hour. Well, they ought to be here.
Abner, you're just getting yourself worked up over nothing.
Well, Caleb telephoned up and said he had the store already and he wanted us to come over and look at it. Now, then, the place is locked up, and we have to stand around and wait for him.
Just keep your shirt on. He'll be back. Maybe we can get an idea how it looks through the window here.
Well, ain't you saw it?
No, not since yesterday. Never had the shells or nothing in it then. Yeah, there she sits in there. Hey, Granny, that's going to look nice again when we get it all painted up, you know?
Yeah, let me see. Well, okay.
Yeah, have to sort of hold your hand up there to shade your eyes.
Yeah. Now, this window's so dirty you can't see nothing. You wonder to me you don't wash it.
Yeah, you've got to give your eyes a little time there to get used to the dark.
Dark? Why, it's broad daylight.
Yeah, but it's dark inside there.
Yeah, but my eyes is out here.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. I can see it now. Yeah. Yeah, doggy, that's a big thing, ain't it?
Oh, you're going to have plenty of room in there.
Yeah. Well, I see he's got the porch built on the back end there.
Yeah, it looks more like a store, that porch on there.
Yeah, it does, yeah. It'd be better if we had a hitching rack out there, but I don't reckon that'd work. We're going to move around place to place.
No, if somebody hits their horse to that porch, we'd drag him all over the country.
Yeah.
Might strike out to Odin and not even know he's back there. Yeah, you see, that porch is going to be nice. I can sit out there and speak to folks while we're driving along, you know. Give me a rocking chair. Porch swing would be nice out there, too, you know.
But you're aiming on me doing the driving, huh?
Well, Well, for goodness sake.
Uh-huh.
I wish you could see your face.
What's the matter?
Your face there. Must have got it off the window there. Black all over your nose and forehead.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, don't wipe it off on your sleeve that way. Take your handkerchief. Oh, here, take mine.
Yeah, that's
right. Wait a minute, there comes Dick and Grandpap now.
Well, it's about time, okay. Well, what are they doing coming over here? They can't let us in.
No, but I told them to come over and see the new store. I was down there when you called me.
Oh, yes.
And I told them we'd give them a ride in it if they'd come over.
You aiming on taking it out this afternoon, huh?
Why, sure, yeah. May as well take it out and try it and see how it runs.
Yeah.
Drive around town while folks can see it. Maybe that'll give them some ideas for a name for it, too.
Yeah, sure. It'll advertise it, yeah. I don't know where I can drive that car or not, so long. I ain't never tried it.
Ain't never tried it?
No, Adolf, that chauffeur I had, he showed me how, but I ain't never tried it out yet.
Well, this is a fine time to be bringing that up. That's what got the store built. Why wasn't you out here learning to drive the car while Caleb was building the store on it?
Well, how could I have the car out driving around while Caleb was building a new body on it?
Why, you just let it go, let it go. Everything I say today, you try to start arguing about it.
Well, I ain't trying to argue, Mom. I just want to...
I said just let it go. Now, hush up about it. Well, howdy, fellas.
Well, hello, Mom.
Yeah, howdy, boy. Howdy.
Say, Caleb has a new store already now, huh?
Yeah, he called over and said it was all done. Said first to come down and look at it. But the place is locked up now, and a sign there on the door says he went home for dinner. Be back in an hour.
Yeah, you can see inside there, though, if you look through this window right here. Be careful about putting your face up against that glass. You get black all over yourself.
Yeah, you better look in right here. Here's a spot, Abner. It's already got cleaned off for
you. Hey, by Jack, that's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks all right, man.
Yeah,
we had to make it big, you know, so we could carry a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, well, that's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, though.
Now, move over just a little, Richard. Let me take a look here.
Oh, sure, yeah. Excuse me, Grandpa.
Yeah, it's looking all right. Looks like he's about done with it.
Yeah.
Looks just like a regular store, doesn't it?
Yeah. I never would think about it having wheels on it, letting you look down there at the bottom.
No.
Well, there's one nice thing about having it big that way. If we ever do decide we don't want to travel around over the community with it, we can just take it off them wheels and it'll look like any other store. And if we was to break down in summers, why, we can just stop right there and have a store.
Just wherever you are, huh?
Anyway, that just reminds me, too, Adam, we all have to be awful careful where we're going. We don't want to drive out in no field or nothing. Might break down out there, and that wouldn't be no good place to run a store.
No, it'd be about all up. We'd break down between Fair and Old, and it'd be right on top of Old Piney Mountain there, where nobody don't come along about once every 3 days.
Yeah, and don't ever kill your engine in none of these creeks we're crossing either.
Oh, on the hill, Abner, if you ever get that thing to back and back down the hill, don't tell them where you will wind up.
Yeah, and I have a store upside down.
Now, wait a minute, that's on Cedric.
Yeah, good. Hope he's got the keys to let us in.
Yeah, well, we'll just take her out and see how it runs. Hey, you fellas can go with us, have the first ride on our new store.
Yeah. Think you'll be able to drive it all right, Abner?
Yeah, I can tow it, and it's tight.
Well, here's Cedric now. We better let Cedric do the driving, Abner. He's used to it. He's the one that brung it over here.
Oh, yeah, he can drive it all right. Cedric can, yeah.
And where Caleb's at.
I don't know. No telling.
Hey, Cedric, have you got the keys to the shop here?
Yeah, what about this Caleb, Cedric?
He ain't done eating yet, but he sent me over here to let you in. See,
well, good.
His truck.
We've been waiting here an hour and 45 minutes. An hour.
Yes, Mom, we ain't been gone very long, I don't think. Let's see, I believe this is the key right here. Paul has brings him down himself.
I don't know why Caleb goes to all the bother to lock his place up. He hasn't got anything in there that anybody wants.
I reckon he feared somebody to slice his anvil. Or the bella. Well, long as our store's in there, it's a good idea to keep it locked up. Somebody steal our whole store. That would be bad to drive a whole store off
something. There you are.
Go ahead, Nick.
Hot in here.
Yeah, this tin roof, the sun beating down on that tin, Mr. Hawk, that
way. Well, you better move them saw horses and all that stuff out of the way, Cedric, because we want to come right out through here with it.
Yeah. Ain't that a dandy? We'll paint the name of it, whoever wins the contest, will paint the name of it in big letters right across the side of it there.
Well, how are you going to get it out, Mom?
Well, we'll drive it right out through there. Well, I'll swan do goodness. Well, what do you know about that?
Yeah, what's the matter? What's you all laughing at?
Why, Caleb, the big goose has built it inside here, and now then we're going to have to tear the whole blacksmith shop down to get it out.
Well, I'll be bad back.
It looks as though for the present, Lum and Abner's store on wheels will have to limit its travels to the four walls of the blacksmith shop. Speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.